There are tributes coming in from across the investment world today for John C. Bogle, the founder of Vanguard Mutual Group, who died yesterday at the age of 89. Bogle, who was known as Jack, was famous for popularizing index funds, which gave people access to the whole market and let them avoid heavily managed funds that charge higher fees. He created Vanguard in 1975 to offer lower-cost mutual funds. And by the end of 2018, it was the second largest asset manager in the world with $4.9 trillion. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this was a man obviously revered by the industry. In 2009, Warren Buffett said of Bogle to the Wall Street Journal, if all investors had heeded his ideas, they would be hundreds of billions of dollars better off than they are now. What were those ideas?
That individual investors, no matter their net worth or access, were entitled to their fair share of the market's pure returns. I mean, time was you had to call a broker and pay a huge commission, and only if you had the funds to get time of day. Today, the commission is all but dead, and everyone on Wall Street is racing to charge ever less. And Jack Bogle pioneered this megatrend.
And index funds, tell us what those are.
In short, be the market. Don't try to beat the market. The overall universe of listed shares on the United States markets, I mean, that beats stock pickers and their mutual funds more than three quarters of the time, year in, year out. So Bogle's thesis is, why not partake in that? Save the fees, keep it simple. The Vanguard 500, that first index fund started with $11 million over four decades ago. It now totes nearly $500 billion.
It's as if you were just invested in every stock for, let's say, in the S&P 500, and when it goes up, you go up.
That's right. And that the democratization of this, that you don't need a person out there as a kind of a fixer or a gatekeeper to get it for you, that everyone is eligible for this.
And when it comes to his strategy of cutting fees and selling directly to consumers, the Wall Street Journal obituary today places him next to the likes of Henry Ford, Sam Walton of Walmart, Michael Dell. But it's worth noting that he himself, Jack Bogle, was not a billionaire, very much on purpose. Why?
Make no mistake, he was plenty wealthy, but frugality was his calling card. You'd meet this guy in Manhattan or on the Amtrak Metro liner, Jeremy, and he would make a point of ending the meeting by wrapping a sandwich or free pretzels in a napkin. You know, the point of Vanguard was not to enrich portfolio managers and executives. It was to mercilessly drive down investing expenses and kick back those savings to its investors. It's kind of like the world's biggest kibbutz.
You interviewed Jack Bogle in 2009 and kept up a correspondence over the years. Just tell us a little bit about what you'll remember about him.
Yeah, I profiled him for Business Week a decade ago, and he was a heart transplant recipient and had stays in the hospital during 2008 and the financial crisis. But he was still insistent on writing and doing press. His fingers were so frail. I recall him trying to open a ketchup bottle at breakfast to no avail, and I'm thinking to myself, Jack, you've more than earned the right and the money to retire. You know, go spend time with your grandkids and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Take it easy. You're nearly 80. But then you step back and realize that this was his calling, his very reason for being, and it literally kept that borrowed heart pumping. Another 10 years, it turns out, from that profile. Mm-hmm. And it's why Jack Bogle today is revered by millions of investors, almost like a sacred figure.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, remembering Jack Bogle, founder of Vanguard Mutual Group, who died yesterday at the age of 89. Robin, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.